Hi there, and thank you for tuning in this week to the Dream to Destination podcast, where we are going to be talking all about Mérida, Mexico, where I live and have lived for 2 years now. And this episode of the podcast that I'm recording is actually episode number 55. And after this, I'm going to take a little bit of a break from podcasting because I am launching a second website, second blog, turning this one into a little bit more of a company, a local company for tours and information about the city that I live in. And that website is Travel to Mérida, travel2merida.com. And yeah, it's going to be a little more local focused than my main website, which is Travel Mexico Solo, about Mexico solo and travel, about solo travel and Mexico travel and solo travel in Mexico. So this one's going to be just a little more about where I've been living. Obviously, with COVID and everything, been kind of grounded, so to speak, and just living in Mérida, exploring the Yucatan Peninsula, where Mérida is located. It's about 3 hours or so from Tulum, Cancun, Playa del Carmen, if you didn't know, in the Yucatan Peninsula, in the southeastern tip of Mexico, like half on the Caribbean Sea, half on the Gulf of Mexico. So yeah, I've been just exploring the Yucatan and Mérida and, you know, decided to start a second blog that's more local focused. So this episode that I'm recording is actually based off of a blog, which is on the new website called Travel to Mérida Again. And the blog is all about, is Mérida, Mexico safe for travelers? And I'm going to give some safety tips and some kind of, I don't know about statistics, but some, you know, other sources vouching for the city, let's say, which is actually considered the safest city in Mexico to live and to travel. So we're going to answer all the safety questions. If you want more information on Mérida, check out also episode number 45, which is all about traveling to Mérida, a little more like the logistics, where it is, best times to visit, things to do when you get here, all of those kind of things. So this one's a little more focused on safety. And again, based off of a blog titled, Is Mérida, Mexico Safe for Travelers? It will be linked in the show notes if you want to check it out. And you can check out the entire new site because that will take you right to it. So yeah, after this one, after this episode, I'm going to take a little bit of a podcasting break. It's been a really fun run. I feel really good about having 55 episodes straight recorded. So yeah, I think it's a good time to kind of take a break and continue with the launch of the new site. So thank you for tuning in this week. I hope you're excited to learn all about Mérida. I think it's a pretty amazing city. Obviously, it is my chosen home after exploring around Mexico for a year. I ended up living in this city permanently. It's definitely kind of captured my heart. It's super beautiful. It's an old historic colonial city. The architecture is stunning. The one thing that I can deal with, because I'm from Miami, but a lot of people cannot, is that it is a very tropical, hot climate here. It is hot all the time, but truthfully, I prefer hot weather to cold weather. I mean, you know, you get kind of extremes either way. You're either like sweating or you're freezing for a couple months of the year wherever you choose to live, in a hot place or a cold place. And I guess, you know, having grown up in South Florida, I just prefer the cold. I mean, excuse me, the hot. So yeah, sweating sucks. Being sweaty sucks. No one likes it, but I still would prepare it. I prefer it to like shivering and layering on my clothes and that whole thing. So yeah. Anyway, let's get into this chat all about the safest city in Mexico, where I currently call home, Mérida, Mexico. Thank you so much for tuning in this week. Welcome back. So let's get into this chat about Mérida, Mexico. And so if I'm saying it and it sounds a little funny to you, I'll explain. The city name is spelled Mérida, Merida. But it even sounds funny when I say it now. So if I were to say Merida here where I live, no local is going to know what I'm talking about. So I'm definitely not trying to like put on a fake accent. I'm just in the habit of saying Merida because if I say Merida, literally no one's going to know where I'm talking about. So I just, you know, have developed this sort of habit, and I know it might sound like I'm throwing in an accent to like, you know, be exotic or something like that, but it's not. So Merida, it's actually funny to hear it, the word come out of my mouth pronouncing that. But anyway, so you can call it whatever you'd like to call it. But if you live here, trust me, you will start adopting the accent so that people actually know what you're talking about, because it helps to be understood when you're communicating. So anyway, disclaimer out of the way. So Merida, Mexico travel safety. You have definitely come to the right place for answers to the "Is Merida safe?" question. If this does help quickly put your mind at ease, there's a lot of press following this, but in 2019, a magazine that I had actually never heard of, but is pretty prominent with business travelers and like quality of life kind of reports and things like that, they declared Merida as the safest city in Mexico, the second safest city on the entire America's continent. And I guess they do a 50 safest cities in the world list, and I believe Merida came at number 32. The only other city in the entire continent of North America, which includes Mexico, Canada, and the U.S., although a lot of people do not think Mexico is in North America, but it is. So it was the only other city that even made this 50 safest cities list was Quebec City, which was much higher up. I think it was like number 4. I should have the list in front of me, but I don't. But anyway, this was the 2009 list. Similar articles have come out in Forbes magazine saying Merida is as safe as Europe. Condé Nast Traveler magazine readers named Merida the number 3 best city in the world in 2020. In 2021, CEO World magazine, again, readers named Merida the number 3 best small city in the world. Actually, San Miguel de Allende, Mexico was named number 1. So yeah, dispelling the Mexico is super unsafe stereotype has been a big part of like my blogging journey and really living in Mexico and discovering it for myself. So safety is always seems to be front of mind for anyone traveling to Mexico. But like, again, you know, this report, which I think is based on a whole lot of different forms of data, they spell it out in the CEO World article, which is linked in my blog, which is linked in the show notes so you can find it. You know, no city in the U.S. even makes the list. And I think especially for American travelers, I'm from the U.S., so I'm a little bit, you know, generalizing based on things I know from living there my whole life before I moved to Mexico 3 years ago. You know, Americans are generally like, if you tell someone I'm going to travel in Mexico, they're going to be like, be safe, stay safe. Oh my God, safety. But if you're like, I'm traveling to L.A. or I'm traveling to Chicago, or I'm traveling to Miami, you know, no one's going to be like, oh, stay safe. You know, they might, but they're not going to go overboard probably in the way that they would about Mexico. And, you know, if you really start digging into some like statistics and articles and reading reports, you're going to find that the U.S. isn't as safe as everyone really wants to believe it is. And that makes sense because you want to believe the place you live is safe, you know, for your own peace of mind. But, you know, statistics often tell a different story. So yes, statistically, Merida is known as a pretty great place to live, pretty high quality of life, pretty safe. Again, the only reason I generally hear people not loving it here is the heat and the humidity, and it is hot and humid for a good amount of the year. But again, I grew up in South Florida, and to me, I'm not going to say I love heat and humidity, but I'm going to say that I prefer it to cold and layering clothes. I have tried to live in two cold places before, and I failed miserably, so I've just accepted that in this lifetime, I am a person bound for the tropics. So yeah, I mean, it's an extreme weather, like think 90 degrees for a lot of the year. And in the worst of it in the summers, it feels like it's 100 degrees. It literally feels like you're walking through an oven. I'm not going to say I love that, but I'm going to say that, you know, you figure out ways to deal with it, I guess. So that those are some statistics, some articles, some sources you can look into. I mean, CEO World Magazine, admittedly, I had never heard of them. Condé Nast Traveler Magazine, I've certainly heard of. Forbes Magazine, I've certainly heard of. And definitely head to my blog linked in the show notes, and you're going to have links out to all of the articles that I mentioned, including Forbes, like I said, saying Mérida is just as safe as Europe. So yeah, I mean, when you start looking for the information, it's definitely out there. If you rely on hearsay, hearsay is going to tell you that Mexico is super unsafe. But the numbers really paint a different picture. So Mérida specifically, again, the mainstream media's coverage of Mexico, you know, movies and shows about Mexico, it definitely does seem to be a dangerous country. But, you know, it's not. It is in certain parts. It's a huge country. And the bigger the country, the more like chances there's going to be dangerous parts. So Mexico's a very, very big country. And there are certain parts that are very dangerous. And for the most part, those are not the places most travelers go. Anywhere you've probably heard of is generally safe for tourists. And Mérida is, you know, of course, going to be lumped in with that, although it's somewhat off the beaten path. Not everyone's heard of it yet. But, you know, as it becomes more and more popular, even in just the 2 years I've been living here, you know, it's gone from like, I'll tell people like, oh, I live in Mérida now. And in the beginning, people were like, I don't know what that is. But now, you know, like it's a beautiful city. You see it a lot more on social media. It's a colorful city, very beautiful colonial architecture. It's very photogenic. Now, like I can mention it and people are like, oh my God, I've heard about it. I'm dying to go, you know. And so I think things are changing, and I've only been here a couple years, but people will see more and more, you know, it's known as the safest city in Mexico. And for good reason. It is actually, once you get here, you'll see that it is totally safe. So another Forbes article that I found on the subject of Mexico safety, in it they quote a man named Carlos Barron, who at the time of the article, I think it's maybe 2 years old now, he was a 25-year FBI veteran. I guess he's maybe a 27-year FBI veteran at this point in time. He gave like a quote that I found really interesting and very telling. And it says that millions of Americans go to Mexico on vacation every year. So if we play the numbers game, the number of incidents is very small. When I'm asked if Mexico is a safe place to go travel on vacation, my response is yes. So what's important here is when he says the numbers game. So there's no denying bad things happen in Mérida, which is considered the safest part in Mexico. But of course bad things happen here. You know, but you have to, I guess, like, understand that most of those things are not happening to tourists. In Mexico, the majority of violence, sadly, is directly related to drug cartels. They don't really have much of a presence in Mérida or in Yucatan State, where Mérida is. And generally, they actually, like, you know, the cartels are a huge problem. There's no denying that. But actually, they work to keep tourist cities even safer than non-tourist cities because they need tourists to keep coming back and buying drugs from them. So it's a bit of a double-edged sword that they're keeping it safer for tourists, you know, at the expense of Mexicans. But, you know, I don't know. Like, I don't know how deep to go down the rabbit hole, but this is all about safety in Mérida for travel. So, you know, for better or worse, it is considered safe. And most Mexico violence is related to cartels, which don't have a presence in Mérida. And what small kind of presence they might have, it's really actually to keep the city safer. So Yes, bad things happen every single day in Merida, of course. Bad things happen every single day in the US. But most of those things get written off as isolated incidents instead of people labeling the entire country as unsafe, especially Americans who would not label America as unsafe. But similar to the US, you know, Mexico is a large country. So if you're playing the numbers game, like was just mentioned in that quote, you know, that also means there's more, you know, chance of isolated incidents, but that's all that they are. That does not mean the whole country is unsafe. So I hope that clears up a little further how to kind of interpret statistics, how to not just take headlines at face value. So let's get into some logistics about safe travel in Merida after a very short break. Welcome back. So let's get into some more specifics of how to travel safely to Merida. Now that you hopefully see it is a safe place to visit. If you were on the fence about maybe visiting, you should, I mean, you know, again, quote unquote, bad things can happen in any place on earth. We're not ever safe in any place on earth, not even in our own homes, where we would love to think we're super safe. You know, bad things can happen in Merida. If anyone's saying it's 100% safe anywhere, they're not telling the truth. They might not be intending to not tell the truth, but there's just no such thing as safety as a guarantee anywhere. But, you know, as mentioned, if we're playing the numbers game, the number of incidents is very, very, very small, especially those involving tourists and visitors. So hopefully your minds put at ease a little bit about general Merida travel safety. So how do you travel safely to Merida? So we have an international airport. There's very few international flights that come to it, but it is code MID, Merida International Airport. It's only about 20 to 35 minutes outside of like Centro Histórico, the historic downtown, which is where a lot of people, for the most part, where all tourists are gonna stay if they come to the city. There's only three or four cities that have direct flights, and sometimes some of those cities are out of the rotation. Miami and Houston seem to be the ones that are like, you can pretty much get a once a day flight from those two cities. There's usually only one flight per day out of Miami and one out of Houston. And Oakland is sometimes an option, sometimes it's not an option. I think there was a flight coming out of Chicago for a while, but I haven't seen flights from there coming into the airport in a while. So yeah, places can disappear and then reappear on the flight schedule. But if you cannot find a direct flight, you can always fly through Mexico City Airport or Guadalajara Airport. Those are two of the biggest airports in the country. So you're likely two flights. If you're lucky, you're one flight away. So from Merida Airport to your hotel, as I mentioned, the airport is just outside of the historic zone of the city, 20 to 35 minutes by car. And that depends on what part of the zone, the historic zone you're staying in. So you can get from the airport to your hotel, your hostel, your Airbnb, wherever you're staying, your VRBO, you can get there by Uber, taxi, or hiring a private transport service, which is actually inexpensive. I think it's like around $30, $35, and they pick you up and take you back to the airport. I have links in my blog for companies that offer this service. So yeah, Uber or taxi is available as well. Not gonna lie, taxis definitely price gouge at the airport. The last time I was going to take a cab from the airport and they wanted to charge me, you know, assuming I'm not a local, they wanted to charge me five times actually what it would cost to get dropped off. And I turned it down and had some unkind words for them because they notoriously do that at the airport. You could get lucky, but honestly, it should be like a 75 peso ride And yeah, they were trying to charge me 500 pesos, hoping I wouldn't know that that was the going rate. So that's how much they were trying to gouge. I do not ever recommend taking taxis in Mexico. For this reason, they will, at best case scenario, they're going to triple the rate for you, knowing you're not from there. I always encourage Uber because you agree to the price before you call the Uber. So you know what you're signing up for. There's a number of other reasons I always recommend Uber too. So yeah, you can take an Uber. Sometimes the Uber will make you walk out to the main road from the airport because they're not technically allowed to pick up at the airport. They can drop off at the airport, but they're not supposed to pick up at the airport. So in this case, you would walk. It's about a 2-minute walk, so it's not a big walk. Just right, there's a sidewalk right outside the airport. It's a small airport, so this is all easy to figure out when you're there. You would just walk from curbside to the main road. Again, it's about a 2-minute walk. So yeah, that's how you would get picked up by Uber. I recommend Uber or private transport and absolutely not taking a taxi, but the taxi option is there. Just make sure you have pesos in cash to give them, which you can take out from an ATM in the airport. So the safest neighborhoods in Mérida to stay in, I already mentioned Centro Histórico, which is the historic downtown area. There is a very beautiful street, probably the prettiest street in the whole city, called Paseo de Montejo. There's some hotels along that street as well. Montejo and Centro Histórico kind of like run into one another. They are right next to each other. At one point, they are touching one another. So you can't go wrong really anywhere in the historic zone or along Paseo de Montejo, of course, is a super ideal place. There's really only hotels on the Paseo, so you're not going to get an Airbnb there, but there's some gorgeous, gorgeous hotels. Again, head to my blog, linked in the show notes. I link out to all kinds of recommendations, hostel recommendations. I have another blog linked out with my picks for the best Airbnbs in the best locations of town, separated by price range for all budgets. There's big houses for groups, small little like really cool lofts for solo travelers or a couple. And also I have a list of the 6 best hotels in Mérida, from like historic hotels, boutique hotels, hotels if you want to splurge, budget hotels, a couple hostels, everything's in the blog. So best neighborhoods, Paseo de Montejo, Centro Histórico, neighborhoods to avoid. And there's really only one. South Mérida, the southern part of the city, is not known to be very safe. But the good news is there's really nothing as a visitor that you would want to do or see there anyway. It's mostly just houses and nothing. It's if you're attracted to Mérida based on like pictures you've seen or YouTube videos, you know, showing the beautiful historic parts of the city, that's not in the south. So you're really probably not going to want to head there anyway. It's easy to avoid that part of the city. But yeah, South Mérida, not known as the safe part of town. That's really the only one you want to avoid. There is the Lucas de Galvez Mercado. It's a big, huge market in downtown. A lot of people want to go to Mexico and go to the local markets. You know, this one's not, it's not that it's not safe, but like pickpocketing is pretty common there. I've heard a lot of people being pickpocketed there. So you just want to be like extra aware of your stuff. Maybe if you have a book bag, wear it in the front. You know, things like that. Don't keep your phone in your back pocket. And you'll be totally safe in the mercado. Just be aware of your stuff. So is Mérida safe at night? And in general, I think it's pretty much just as safe at night as it is during the day. Things to keep in mind, you know, alcohol consumption and overconsumption makes all situations and all places less safe for you. So if you're going out late at night, you know, stick to Centro Histórico, Paseo Montejo, the quote unquote best areas. Always take Uber home instead of walking, especially if you're doing solo travel in Mexico and especially if you're drinking. So yeah, pretty much daytime safety and nighttime safety are one and the same. Merida is just generally a pretty safe city. So is it safe for solo travel? The answer again is yes. I've been to half the states in Mexico, mostly as a solo female traveler. And truthfully, I never really felt unsafe anywhere in Mexico. But if you are planning some Merida solo travel, you know, again, you just have to kind of take solace in the fact that it's considered the safest city to visit in the entirety of Mexico. But of course, you are going to want to follow the same kind of general travel safety precautions that you would take anywhere else, like listening to your intuition, avoiding situations that don't feel safe to you, staying far away from people that you get a bad vibe from, you know, avoiding the less safe parts of town, which you now know is South Merida, taking Uber home at night instead of walking alone, being aware of all times of your belongings, of your surroundings, you know, making sure you're hydrated and things like that, you know, the same things you do anywhere to be kind of cognizant of your own safety at all times are going to suffice in Merida. So let's take a quick break and come back and talk a little bit about the Yucatan Peninsula, where Merida is located, and some other things that I don't think people think about when they're thinking of safety. So yeah, let's take a short break and come right back. Welcome back. So Merida is located in the Yucatan Peninsula, which I mentioned at the beginning. And this area is very, very big for tourism in Mexico. Some of the biggest travel destinations in Mexico are here in the Yucatan, Cancun, Riviera Maya, Playa del Carmen, Tulum, some of the more off the beaten path destinations. Merida is probably one of those. Bacalar Lagoon, they call it the Maldives of Mexico. It has like the same kind of crystal clear blue water as they have in Maldives Islands. Holbox Island is a beautiful island just kind of northwest of Cancun. Valladolid is another kind of off the beaten path. Anyway, so you're getting the idea that Yucatan is pretty popular for tourism. There's all the Mayan ruins here, Chichen Itza, one of the seven wonders of the world, the cenotes, the natural swimming pools, to explain them quickly. A lot of stuff here. And it's a relatively small geographic area. It's comprised of three states. A lot of people will do road trips around the Yucatan. So is Yucatan safe? You know, now that we've kind of got into, is Merida safe specifically? And a lot of people then want to know, well, is Yucatan safe? Because they want to go to a bunch of different places in the peninsula. And the answer in short is yes, Yucatan Peninsula. Again, as I mentioned, most places in Mexico that are tourist friendly and welcoming to tourists are kept very safe, even more so for tourists than locals, which again is, it's a little bit of a sad state in that regard, but it, you know, I don't know, it is what it is. This podcast is really only about is it or is it not safe, and it is kept safe specifically so people will keep returning year after year to visit. So of the three states in the Yucatan, Merida is the capital of Yucatan State. There's Yucatan State, Quintana Roo State, where is Cancun and Tulum, and Campeche State, which is the least, let's say, the least visited. It's also, I believe it's the least populated state in all of Mexico. So also considered very safe. All three of them are considered very safe. Of the three, Yucatan State, where Merida is considered the safest. Quintana Roo, again, Cancun is there, Tulum, Playa del Carmen. This is one of the biggest tourist states in the entire country. So you can expect things like petty crime are going to happen, you know, there more so than in other states that are a little more off the beaten path. So, you know, to say Yucatan State is a little more safe than Quintana Roo, it's really just that, like, you know, if you leave your phone unattended at a bar, it can more easily get stolen in Quintana Roo. It's also known as like much more of a party destination. So whenever there's alcohol involved, safety goes way down. So all the states in Yucatan Peninsula are pretty much safe for visitors, some more than others. But again, if you're aware of yourself, aware of your surroundings, you're going to be pretty much safe in most places in the entire country of Mexico. So I mentioned road trips. Yucatan is very safe for driving. If you head to my blog linked in the show notes, there's a section on safe driving in the Yucatan and in Merida. And it links out to another article that's going to give you like 10 driving safety tips for Mexico, tell you how to rent a car in Mexico, all the things you need to know to feel safe for driving and renting a car in Mexico. So I'm going to, like, you know, if you want to check that information out, it's all linked out in the blog. I'm going to leave it out of the podcast. But just know that, you know, road trips, very popular in the Yucatan. A lot of people do them, for the most part, pretty much safe. Yeah, Merida is a spot more and more people are adding to their road trips itinerary. So, you know, don't rule out coming here by car if you're not flying. You know, if you're flying into Cancun and doing the road trip from there, you know, definitely add Merida to your list. It's right in the heart of the peninsula, actually, not far from Chichen Itza. So, yeah, you know, you just have to kind of familiarize yourself with Mexico driving. But it's not too dissimilar to driving in the U.S., so not too much to worry about. So this is an aspect of safety that I don't think a lot of people take into consideration because they're mostly thinking like, will I get robbed or something like that? But like, what about your health? And to me, like, staying healthy is a big part of like keeping your mind operating at an optimal level, being able to make really sound and good decisions. So one of the things you need to remember when you're packing for Mexico is a refillable water bottle. As I mentioned, it's super, super hot in Merida for like the majority of the year. And I recommend a water bottle called the Life Straw Go, which you can find in my blog. Again, that's linked in the show notes. And the Life Straw Go is made by the company Life Straw, which is, it's actually just a straw that you can put directly into any lake or body of water, no matter how dirty it is. And it filters out, they say, 99.99999% of everything, bacteria, parasites, chemicals, everything. And you can see videos of this on YouTube, and it's incredible. The guy like literally puts his face and a straw to like the dirtiest water you can imagine, and he just starts drinking it. So for anyone who's wondering, you know, if you can drink the water in Mexico, you cannot. No one does. Locals don't. Visitors don't. No one does. It's all bottled water or filtered water. But again, not all water is created equal. So you could be drinking filtered water and it's, you know, it's what could get you sick. You know, that's a worst case scenario, but it happens all the time. And I recommend the Life Straw Go because not only is it a water bottle, which you should have, so you're not constantly buying plastics, and it also is filtering all of your water for an added level of protection to keep you in good health, which in turn keeps you much safer. So packing for Merida, that's one thing you definitely want to include on your packing list. Another thing is something to keep in mind really in general is that Mexicans, for the most part, I've only been to half the states, so this is really speaking from the experience of having been to half the states, but Mexicans are pretty modest dressers. So although this is definitely a hotter place pretty much for most of the year, you know, it's still like a balance of dressing like in cool, like breathable, cottony clothes and like not, you know, being too exposed in terms of like level of skin. So I'm from Miami and I'm used to a whole lot of skin. So like that really would be out of place in Merida, but there's some way of finding a balance of like, you know, a knee-length sundress that's like cottony and flowy and all that, you know. So you can sort of be cool yet covered at the same time. I mean, that's really the vibe that I get from how to dress here. So, you know, this is how to blend in a little bit more with the locals. And the more you blend in, the safer, you know, you're gonna be overall, because you're not calling a tremendous amount of attention to yourself based on the way that you look. Again, I don't want to ever tell anyone how they should or should not dress, but the less attention you call to yourself, the safer you become. So it makes sense to kind of look in a way that's fitting in with the place that you're a guest in, that you're traveling to. So just, you know, keep that in mind. Tropical, like flowy clothes, but also like not everything, like not showing a tremendous amount of skin. So one thing that I see a lot in recommendations about Mexico, I mentioned the water, not drinking the water. I see a lot of don't drink ice in Mexico, like in other blogs. And quite simply, that's false. You can drink ice. And in a hot place like Merida, you're going to want to drink ice. So don't think you have to like opt for no ice in your drinks. Because as I mentioned, water is not safe to drink for anyone, not even locals. So it doesn't really make sense that locals are making ice out of unsafe water that then there's a chance they're going to consume. So ice is not made with tap water. It's either made with filtered water or it's boiled, and then that is made into ice, because unlike boiling kills the germs and the bacteria. Freezing does not. So drinking the ice is as safe as drinking the filtered water. If it makes you feel better to not drink ice, go ahead and don't drink ice. But, you know, again, you're coming to a very, very hot place. And, you know, if ice is going to keep your body temperature down, which in turn, you know, if you're going to be healthier and more hydrated and make better decisions in your mind, don't skip ice because you think it's the cure all to this whole like getting sick from the water thing in Mexico, because that's not true. So another thing is eating salads in Mexico. Some people think that fresh produce, because in the US it's just rinsed under the faucet, that is done in Mexico. And if tap water is unsafe, as mentioned, why would anyone be rinsing the vegetables and the fruit in tap water, which is then not safe for locals? Like, it's just something that's not done. Produce is cleaned in usually produce wash or a vinegar and water mixture. So unlike in the US where you would probably just rinse produce off under the faucet, that's not done here in Mexico. So I see that a lot, to just avoid, you know, fresh fruit and fresh vegetables. And that's, you know, if that's your part of your regular diet, you know, you should kind of continue that here, because again, that's going to keep you actually in a safer state, because you can't just start like overloading your body with a million tacos and think that's, you know, not going to maybe get you sick, you know, whereas opting for a salad is a guarantee of sickness. So it's not. People eat salad every day in Mexico. It's just cleaned differently than it is in the US. So perfectly safe. So I want to wrap this up with 10 quick tips for Merida, Mexico safety. We kind of got into some longer tips before, a little more thorough, but these are just really like the basic general things that you'll want to do when traveling to Merida. Also, they're really just kind of good travel safety tips for any place on earth. So Merida specific stuff. Don't walk home at night, especially if you've been drinking, and especially if you are a solo traveler. In general, always take an Uber back to your accommodation at night, even if it's just a short walk. So Merida is not really a big city. It's not too spread out. The main areas are right next to one another. So Ubers are used to taking someone on a 7-minute drive. You know, they're used to it. Don't feel like, oh, I don't want to do that to Uber, they're going to hate me. Like, no, it's okay. They're used to it. So take an Uber back at night. It's just a good safe practice. Avoid South Merida, the least safe neighborhood in the city. As I mentioned, there's not much you're going to want to do there anyway. Keep some cash in your pocket or even in like a side pocket of your purse, just so that you're not pulling out your entire wallet every time you're going to make a purchase. Tip 4, never keep your phone in your back pocket. It is the least safe place for it because it is the easiest place to steal it from. Never leave your valuables unattended. Take your purse, book bag, belongings, etc. into the bathroom with you rather than asking a cafe neighbor to watch them. Yes, this is very annoying, but it works to not get your stuff stolen. So tip 6 is don't drink the water in Mexico. As I mentioned, you cannot drink the water in Merida. You cannot drink the water in the whole country unless you boil it or unless you have the Life Straw bottle. Tip 7, sunscreen and a sun hat are your friends. You might be looking at weather reports and it might say a number that you're like, oh, that's not too bad, like 87. Like, oh, that's hot, but it's, you know, it's okay. But Mexico's closer to the equator than anywhere in the US. So the sun is actually stronger, even if the number on weather reports doesn't really reflect that, but it is. I recommend sunscreen, at least applied like twice a day, and a sun hat. And that's even on cloudy days. Again, we're just closer to the equator. So I grew up in South Florida. I'm used to high sun levels, but even here, I know that I can get sunburned quicker than I can in Florida. So make sure, tip number 8, to leave your valuables, like your passport and those kind of things, back at your hotel, hostel, Airbnb, VRBO, wherever you're staying. You do not need to carry your passport around with you. Just your ID is fine. Brush up on your Spanish. Tip number 9, a little Spanish does go a long way in Merida. This isn't quite the tourist town that Cancun is, so most people are actually not going to speak English. I would say I encounter 25% of people speaking English in Merida and the rest do not. But they're very used to tourists here, so a little Spanish will go a long way for you. And the final tip is to get travel insurance. If there's one certainty about travel, it's that something will go wrong. Now, that's not meant to scare you. It's just meant to prepare you. So head to the blog linked in the show notes. You can get a free quote to the company that I recommend. It's called World Nomads. It is one of the biggest names in travel insurance. And they actually have a plan called the Explorer Plan. And you can actually just include your Mexico driving insurance in that plan. If you are planning to road trip, and you must have Mexico driving insurance to drive. Your U.S. insurance does not cover you in Mexico. So that's about it for Merida travel safety. If you have any questions, I would love to hear from you. Head to the blog linked in the show notes, scroll all the way to the bottom, leave me a comment, or you can follow my new account, Travel to Merida on Instagram. It's just at travel to, spelled out, TravelToMerida. That was much easier. So I'm still getting all this up and running, but the blog is definitely up. I would love to hear from you. I'd love to hear if you have questions about Merida that I can answer. I'd even love like inspiration for like what questions I can answer. To turn those into blogs and future podcasts whenever I pick the podcast back up. If you want more information about traveling to Merida, check out episode 45 of this podcast, which covers a lot more of the logistics and things to do and those kinds of things for visiting. So thank you for tuning in this week, and I hope to be chatting with you again soon. So until then, nos vemos, chicas. That means see you soon. Bye-bye.